And now, Gabriel Heater.
Good evening, everyone. If you hear nothing by midnight, Washington time tonight, you'll hear nothing official until after 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. There's a feeling in Washington Japan's delay indicates a dramatic disagreement inside her own government. And that may delay a final reply for several days. Even civil war in Japan isn't ruled out as a possibility now. Their people know nothing even now regarding their surrender offer. Their latest propaganda line talks of more war and the likelihood of American invasion. And the war is on, very much on. There's no evidence to show that the people are being prepared for surrender. We know tonight they lied when they said they were delayed by the fact that our counterproposal only arrived in Tokyo early today. Swiss authorities say they had the Jap acknowledgement 24 hours before that. Their news reports reveal several conferences between Togo and the Emperor. So he and other army leaders may be unwilling to go along in any surrender arrangement. The Swiss Foreign Office has made arrangements to remain on duty all night tonight in anticipation of some reply. If it comes, will it be a final reply or another counteroffer? Or will it reveal some dramatic surprise inside Japan? The Emperor's abdication, perhaps, to avoid the personal humiliation of surrender. Will the reply reveal a new government in Japan? A government whose purpose would be more delay. You remember all the changes before Pearl Harbor. China's ambassador seems confident of big news soon. He ought to know how the Jap mind would work under these circumstances. He's a well-informed man. I believe he knows. At least he has every right to know what to expect. He seems confident. There are no facts, however, nothing but mysterious silence. Do they need time in Tokyo to swallow the cruel, arrogant pride? There's little doubt of it. This will be a cup of bitter tea. Picture anybody whose job it may have been to kneel today in the Emperor's presence and say, Holy One, Your Majesty, you'll have to sign a document admitting complete defeat and accepting unconditional surrender. You'll have to do this even when your armies are intact, 4 million strong. You'll have to do all this even before an enemy soldier has landed on your shores. You'll have to agree to place yourself under a supreme allied commander who will be the real ruler of Japan. And after all that, after you've carried out his orders, you'll have to wait for the people of Japan to say whether or not you're to be continued. Even when we're back once more, an obscure, disarmed, and dismantled group of islands without pomp or power. When you realize 9 persons in 10 in Japan would hardly dare look up with the emperor passing by. When you consider how much he represents God to millions. When you realize how completely all of Japan's national life is tied up with this one man, who is now virtually forced to offer himself up to do as we say and carry out our commands and admit everything he represents in power, natural and supernatural, has failed to save Japan. You'll agree, I'm sure, carrying that news to him was quite a mission.